JetBlue, Lowe's, and some other big companies offer their employees this benefit: certain surgeries at well-known hospitals for free. They do this by using a way of paying for them that's getting popular across the healthcare industry. Medicare is now adopting the approach for most of its common surgeries. From WFAE in Charlotte, Michael Tomsick explains how it works.
Any Lowe's employee on the company's healthcare plan, anywhere, can get a hip or knee replacement for free if they're willing to travel. Store manager Martin Wagner said, sure.
It seemed almost like there was a catch or too good to be true, really.
Wagner flew from Kentucky to Missouri for his knee replacement. Lowe's gets one price tag from a hospital selected for its quality, and the hospital has to cover everything within a certain time frame, the operation, physical therapy, follow-ups, for that one price. The Pacific Business Group on Health negotiates that price for Lowe's, Walmart, and other large employers. Associate Director Olivia Ross says they negotiate rates 20 to 30% below what the companies used to pay.
We're seeing even savings at the front end.
Because Lowe's pays less for the surgery. And because the hospital is responsible for all that care, Ross says there's incentive to be thorough.
And then huge savings on the back end from things like reduced readmissions, reduced return to OR, lower rates of blood clots. Those are hugely expensive, preventable complications.
Add it all up, and even after paying for travel, Lowe's comes out ahead. And for the hospitals, they get more patients, says Tricia Frick of Johns Hopkins.
It's new business for us, and for the most part, the reimbursement is acceptable.
Frick's entire job at Johns Hopkins is managing these kinds of deals, called bundled rates. They're becoming more common in many parts of the country, and now they've got the federal stamp of approval. Medicare, the country's health insurance for people 65 and older, started using bundled rates for hip and knee replacements this month in Miami, Los Angeles, and 65 other metro areas. Rob Lazaro is with the advisory board company, a consulting firm.
Medicare already has some early evidence that the model works well. While there's only one evaluation report out for it, Medicare is saving something like $4,000 on orthopedic cases.
There are some differences from how Lowe's does it. It's not necessarily free for Medicare patients. And while the few hospitals selected in Lowe's program can bank on more surgeries and revenue in Medicare,
if you're in the San Francisco market or if you're in the New York market, all of the hospitals are actually participating in the program.
But there are similarities too, and Medicare could learn some lessons. Lowe's Senior Vice President Bob Erie says they initially had trouble wrangling all the medical records from different doctors. And Erie says patients really wanted to contact the surgeon afterward.
You have some setbacks and things happen and you just have questions. So we give every patient now is a little card with the doctor's name and direct phone line and the nurse's name and direct phone line. And all of a sudden, things were a lot better.
Another lesson was startling, says Pacific Business Group on Health's Olivia Ross. In addition to cutting the cost of procedures, another chunk of savings came from avoiding surgeries that shouldn't happen in the first place.
We're seeing close to 30% of cases who should not be moving forward with a joint replacement.
Ross says employees get a surgery recommendation from their local doctor, only to have doctors at the selected hospital say that's inappropriate. It could be the employee hasn't tried out less invasive treatments, like physical therapy, or they need to lose weight first so the surgery is safer. What heartens Bob Erie of Lowe's the most is that employees are taking a more active role in making decisions about their care.
What treatment you receive is not always very black and white. The mere fact that people now, think about what they're doing helps us control costs across the board.
Now, the government hopes it will control costs for millions of Americans covered by Medicare. For NPR News, I'm Michael Tomsick.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, WFAE, and Kaiser Health News.